Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We are talking about Moed B'Malchus, and this is the fifth shiur. We've already seen the flaws. We'll continue to do so. We'd like to explain the Rambam. The Rambam writes the din of an ubar in Rotzeach 1:9 that before he sticks out his head and he's endangering the mother, you're allowed to kill the ubar because he's a roideif after his mother. Only when he sticks out his head, ain't no gibbo, ain't no chenefesh, and the nefesh. He's not allowed to be doicha, the soul of the mother, for the soul of the child, for the soul of the mother. It's, once he sticks out his head, you don't kill the child. In order to save the mother, ain't doicha nefesh, and nefesh. They have tivash al Ram says that's the nature of the world. The children are born, mamela, ain't doicha nefesh, and nefesh, and you don't kill the child to save the mother. So this is difficult to understand. Manavshach, if he's a roideif. So let's say you say he's a roideif. Like we say, before he sticks out his head. So why don't you kill him even after he sticks out his head? He's a roideif. And if he's not a roideif, then how does the Rambam write that you kill him before he sticks out his head because he's a roideif? It's not a roideif. So Manavshach, which one is he? You can't have it both ways. We also have to understand, according to the Hagim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the reason we don't kill him is Yatsa Ruba. Mishiyatsa Roisha. Even though he's a Roidev. It's because, like Gemara was a Havimina, that a Roidev requires Hasra. And since a Roidev requires Hasra and you can't give him Hasra, Sein Harganosa Mishiyatsa Roisha. If that's true, that you don't kill him after he sticks out his head. Because a roideif requires a sroah, you can't give him a sroah. So if that's true, so before he sticks out his head, why do you kill him? You see, in the Rambam, that his chiv is al roideif. And if a roideif requires a sroah, you can't kill him al roideif. Because a fetus definitely can't give him a sroah. Just like you can't give him a sroah after he sticks out his head. He's a baby. So Rabbi Nochaim talks about this in his Chedushim. Birshitas Haramam, very famous Reb Chaim. So based on what we explained in the previous shiur, we can say as follows. The opinion of the Rambam is, as Reb Chaim explains, that an ubal also is considered that he has a nefesh. He's also considered a living being. And he has a din of pikuach nefesh, even though there's no chiyuv misa al harigasa. Sein chayavim misa al harigasa. But even though ein chayav in misa al harigasa, he's still a nefesh. But ein chayav in misa al harigasa, ein shem b'divrei Reb Chaim. And it emerges that an umar is like someone who's a roideif sheyachol atzilo b'echad meivarev, that you can neutralize him with one of his limbs, and such a person you're not allowed to kill. We come back with ain't there ragimalov. Like the Brisker Rev writes, we quoted him in an earlier shiur, that if it's nitan latil bechav meivarev, you're not allowed to kill him. But if one does kill him, he's ain't there ragimalov. You're not killed because you killed him. Why? He's ain't lo damim, because hutar damu, he doesn't have blood. So the ubar is included in ain't lo damim biyachas lekol ha'olam. Since ain't a ragim alav, so it's considered to hutar damu biyachas lekol olam, relationship to the whole world. However, we can say that it's not enough with stam ain lo damim in order to be doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh. And we require also that there should be a positive din misa in relationship to others, like we see in the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah that we've been discussing, that the person has to be, in order to give him over to the Goyim, when the Goyim demand him, he has to be Mechuyav Misa Keshev Ben Bichri. So vis-a-vis the Melech, he has a chiyuv misa. And in addition, right, vis-a-vis the Melech, he has a chiyuv misa. And biyachas to everybody else, he's ein lo damin. So if you have a case of chiyuv misa klape echot, chiyuv misa vis-a-vis one person, vis-a-vis the king, like Sheb ben Bichri had, and ein lo damin, that he doesn't have blood, his blood is permitted, meaning there's no chiyuv misa for anybody. So that creates a din d'chiya. Those two things, one, when you combine the two, is a din d'chiya. What are you combining? Ein lo damim, meaning anyone who kills him isn't going to be chayav misa. And he has a chiyuv misa klapei the king. So that creates a din d'chiya. And that's why the Rambam writes the din roidev b'ubar, because he's only a roidev, like we spoke about in the previous year, in relationship to the woman. Only in relationship to the woman he's a roidev. And memela she can kill him in din abala hargacha ashkim lahargah. And then b'tzeiruf, combined with that, he has a din ubar. Ve'ein lo damim biyachas l'kol ha'olam. Nobody's chayv misa arigasa. Ein lo damim. It's considered ein lo damim. There's no chayv misa for a Jew to kill him. But if he does, ein chayavim alav. So you have the tzeiruf here, like we have by the case of Sheb ben Bichri. On one hand, he's chayv misa to the mother, on the other hand, copy the whole world, ain lo damim. So memela, when he's still in ubar, nitcheis nafsha mipnei nefesh ha'isha, he push off his soul, he push away his soul for the soul of the woman, for his mother. Now, son, he has damim biyachas l'kol ha'olam. So it's not enough that ain lo damim biyachas l'isha. Nefer ain nogin bo. So you need to have a combination of the two. And here you don't have a combination of the two. You don't have a combination of the two. Once he sticks out his head, yesh lo damim biyachas l'kol ha'olam, only klapei the mother, he's a roidev. Yesh lo damim klapei kol ha'olam, unlike the case of the king, where not only does he have a din roidev for the king, but ain lo damim klapei kol ha'olam. That's why we say doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. This ubar, once he sticks out his head, yesh lo damim in relationship to the whole world. One is chayv misa for killing him. And therefore, in such a case, we say for anybody else, ain nogin bo, we don't touch him. So it emerges the din roidev that the Rambam writes is only a din roidev of Habala Harkacha. Not that he's a roidev. Before he sticks out his head, that's midin Habala Harkacha Hashkem Laharga. And in such a case, even in the Hava Mina, we don't require Hasra. Because midin habala hargacha, there's no requirement of asura. That was what we had asked. We had asked that according to the havamin of the Gemara, The reason you don't kill a Mishiyatzer Rosh, even though he's a Roidev, is because a Roidev requires Hasra. Therefore, you can't touch him. So even before his head comes out, you can't touch him. That's not true. You can kill him before his head comes out. Why? What about the fact that he needs Hasra? The answer is he doesn't need Hasra. Before his head comes out, he's a Roidev from Yerabal HaGachashkim Lahargo. And therefore, no Hasra is required, even in the Havamina. And that's why the Gemara's Kasha is only from the Seifa. You need a Din Roidev Mamish. And we had a Havamina that he is a Roidev once he sticks out his head. But he's not Chayev because there was no Hasra. In the Reisha, it's Pashat that he doesn't require Hasra. Because they were coming from Bedina Bala Hargachash Kim Lahargo. Gemara was talking about the Seifa. That in the Seifa, we want to patter him. Because there's no Hasra. And in the Seifa, you need Hasra. Because there is a Rodef Mamish. He's not just a Bala Hargachash Kim Lahargo. He's Mamish a Rodef. Not only klape the mother, but klape the whole world. So that's why the Gemara says the reason Mishiyatza Rosha, you don't touch him, is because he requires Hasra. It's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says Vamai Roidefu. Why, once he sticks out his head, don't you touch him? He's a Roidev. So Bishlam, if we say that a Roidev requires Hasra, so we understand why we're not touching him. Because there was no Hasra. But if you say Roidev doesn't require Hasra, then why don't you kill him even after he sticks out his head? So here we're talking about we need a Din Roidev Mamish. And we're assuming that he has a Din Roidev. And if no Hasra is required, why don't we just kill him? If you say he doesn't require Hasra, then we should kill him. Because no Hasra is necessary. So the Gemara's kasha is, so from the fact that we don't kill him, it must be that Hasra is necessary. You do require Hasra. So Bishlam, if we say a Roidev requires Hasra, we understand because there was no Hasra. And that's why we don't kill him. Yeah, but if you need Hasra, then why don't you kill him when he's still an Uber? So that's in the ratio, it's Pashi, you don't need Hasra. Because in the ratio we're dealing with Habala Argo Hashkim Lahargo. And there no Hasra is required. So in the ratio we understand that we can kill him because we have the fact that he's a Roidef Habala Argo Hashkim Lahargo. It's safer of the fact that Ain't no Nefesh. Therefore, Deich and Nafshu b'nei Nefesh Ha'isha. Hashem can be Yatzaru Roshai. Now he has Dam and Biyachas L'Olam. It's not enough that he doesn't have Dam and Biyachas L'Isha. Now he doesn't have Dam and Biyachas L'Kol Olam. And that's why you don't touch him. Because now Pitom is in a new matzav of Yesh Lei Damim. So in the Seifa, you need a stronger Din Roidev. Because in the Seifa, now since he's in a matzav of Yesh Lei Damim, in order for us to kill him, It's not enough that biyachas to his mother he has a din of a bala harkacha. Now you need a din right if mamish. And that should require hasra. And he didn't get hasra. That's why the Gemara is a Havamina. That's why in the Sefer, you don't touch him. Because he's a din of a Roidev Mamish. And this Roidev didn't get Asra. Roidev didn't get Asra, you can't touch him. But in the Reisha, when he's just an Ubar, there it's Pashat that he doesn't need Asra, he can kill him without Asra. Because there you have the fact that he's not yet a Nefesh, together with the fact that he has a Din Rabbala Harkachash Kem Hagot to his mother. So that's enough to kill him since he's just a Din Rabbala Harkachash. That's Pashat, you can kill him without Asra. But in the Sefer where he has a Nefesh, so for that, so therefore he has Dam Biyachas Lekol Olam, therefore he has a Din of a Roidef Mamish. He's not just Medina Balar Kalash Gomer, a Din of a Roidef Mamish. He has to have a Din of a Roidef Mamish in order to kill him, for us to kill him, in order for us to be Torah Nefesh and Nefesh. And you would think that in such a case he needs Hasra, and that's why you can't kill him. Vizem Vuar Me'etzim Dina Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us, we see this in the very din of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling us that he's not killed because of Ein Doche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. And it's not telling us that he's not a Roidev when he sticks out his head. You don't kill him because Ein Doche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. Not because he's not a Roidev. But rather, even though he is a Roidev. It's not telling us that he's not a Roidev. And that even though he's not a Roidev, Saka Daitach Litchos Nafshay. Even though he's not a Rodef, you would think that you could kill him, and Kamash Malam, that you don't kill him. No. It's not the reason. The reason is not because he's not a Rodef. The reason is because Ein Doche Nefesh Nefesh, and we have to understand. It's Pashat that Ein Doche Nefesh Nefesh. That's Din of Yehark Vayav V'Derechitza, D'Ritzicha. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Pashat Ein Doche Nefesh Nefesh. Yehark Vayav before you do Ritzicha, you have to die first. Based on what we said, we can understand. In relationship to the woman herself, Havalei Ein Loi Domin. He has no blood. Habala Hargacha Hashkem Lahargoi. So in relationship to the woman, he has no blood, even after he sticks his head out. And therefore you would think that in such a case, Doicha Nefesh Nefesh. And that's the Chiddush, since in relationship to others, he's a Nefesh Gamor. He's included in the category, in the classification of Ein Doche Nefesh Menefesh. And with that we have a Makor, Reish Lakish, and Reb Shimon in the Tosefta. We have the Eger Din Reshev Ben Bichri. Mishum Doche Nefesh, She'ein Loi Damim, Mipnei Nefesh, She'yesh Lo Damim. That's the Chiddush Reshev Ben Bichri. We are Doche a Nefesh that has no Damim, for a Nefesh, that his blood is blood. Everyone else is nefesh. Their blood is blood. So we're doicha his nefesh because ain't no dam. So the chiddush is that he has to have a din of ain't no dam in relationship to others. He has to be mechuyav misa. Here is mechuyav misa. And therefore ain't no dam in relationship to others because he has this chiyuv misa. That makes him a din of Ein Lo Damim. Kach Amar Lam, call him Mard B'machos, based on a Chayv Misa, like we see in the Tosefta. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan hold You don't need to come on to the fact that ain't no dummy. There it's not a din of tchiyas nefesh mepe nefesh. There it's a different din, yichdu. They single them out. Anyway, everyone's going to be killed. So you might as well just give them back. Give them away. So mehechi teisi, you have a din of nefesh, the tchiyas nefesh mepe nefesh. It's not nefesh mepe nefesh. They don't have a anyway, everyone's going to die. So that's really the makor for the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish. I don't know why is Rambam passing like Rosh Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. They ask him Muchi of Misa. The answer is from the Yetzim Din of the Mishnah. But it's also Doche Nefesh Mimi Nefesh. So from there we see like Rosh Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, it's Bechlal Al Doche Nefesh Mimi Nefesh. Because anyway everybody's going to be killed. And Yichdu. And they single them out. So in the middle you can give them away. But you see from the Lashon of the Mishnah itself that the Doche Nefesh Mimi Nefesh. And when do you say Doche Nefesh Mimi Nefesh? Only if Ein Lo Damim. Once he's a din of Ein Lo Dam, you can say Doche Nefesh Mimi Nefesh. It's Ein Lo Damim klape everybody. And he has a Chiyuv Misa towards the king. And what we said for Melech Beis David, he's a Chiyuv Misa for everybody. But at least he is a chiyuv misa vis-a-vis the king. And it's ein lo damim klape everybody. And that's why you're derech nefesh mipnei nefesh. That's why the Mishnah says that you're derech nefesh mipnei nefesh because ein lo damim. Reason you're derech is nefesh because ein lo damim. According to the Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yehuda and the Tosefta, it's not because of Ein Lo Damim, that's not why you give him away. It's not because of Doche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, which you come on to because Ein Lo Damim, rather because Yichdu. They single them out, and anyway everyone's going to be killed. That's why you give him. It's not Doche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. The Rambam really learned it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, so now Rabbeinu gives another reason why we pass like Reish Lakish. And there's still loads and loads to see in Mitzvah Hashem, so we should be zochah to continue. And to continue in the flaws of Mitzvah Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.